We continue Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach Hilchos Pesach and Ketzer Shulchan Aruch Simen Kuf Yud Zayin Sif Yud Beis. Came Yishu Tzarek L'Hachal Atini Chometz. If there's a situation where a child has to eat chometz, Yisayu El Evet Chometz, you should carry the child to a Nachri. V'yichilu Evet Chometz, and the Nachri will feed the child the chometz. V'yifla Yisrael Achkach, and the Jew will pay for it after Pesach. Av Yisrael Yichalei Chometz, a Jew should not feed a child chometz. However, in Matinik Masukin, if it's a situation of Sakonis Nefashis, Pshita Da'akal Mutter, then everything is permitted. Sif Yud Gimel, Lishtes Chalvim Behemoth Avik Chavim, Achelos Chometz Bepesach, to drink milk from the animal that belongs to a Nachri, that the animal ate chometz on Pesach, Yesh Oyser V'yesh Matirim, that some that say it's permissible and some say it's not. V'shamin Nafshe Yachmer, a person should try to be machmer, befrat, certainly in a place where makom shenagu lesser, that the minig of that place is to not allow it, chalil lahatar, we should not make it mutter. Simakuf sheches, dina echonas aseida. Sifal, if you had the achaya in yofel a mitzvah abrakaisus, one should try to get the best wine for abrakaisus. Vim yesh benimtsu yain odom, if red wine is yofel k'may lovin, is as good as the white wine, v'gamu kosher k'may lovin, and it's kosher as the white wine, mitzvah by yosem v'lovin, then it's better to use the red wine than the white wine. Shenemar, altira yain kis adem, mashma, from here it seems to shechivoso shayayin, that red wine is considered better k'shu adam when it's red. V'oid l'fishesh be'zeich l'adam, it reminds us of what happened with the dam, she'paro shorcha yalde b'nei Yisrael, that Paroi killed the Jewish children. But in places where we have problems with the nations of the world, that they make a libel against us, then we shouldn't take red wine for Pesach. One should be careful, says the Shulchan Aruch, to drink wine that's easy for him to swallow. Moreover, one should try to drink wine, but not, says the Mishnah Berurah, that will make him sick, that he's going to end up in bed. However, certainly in a situation of sakana, he should not drink wine. He should not drink wine. And certainly, many poskim suggest that grape juice can be used instead of wine, particularly if the grape juice is grape juice that's pure grapes that are just squeezed. If somebody bought white wine because it's better wine, or because the red wine makes him sick or he doesn't like it, so because we just learned how important it is to use red wine, the halacha is that one should put a little red wine into the white wine, and that will make it reddish, and then you'll have the red wine. The proper thing to do is first put the red wine into the cup, and there put the white wine into the cup, because then you won't have a problem of coloring, versus if you have a cup with white wine and then you put red wine into it, you're coloring the white wine. The white wine that was used for cover, the one should try to use real red wine, if at all possible, not just rely on the coloring of the red wine with the white wine. Sif Beis L'Tzarcha Tibur Rishon Shu Karpas, for the first time we're going to dip, we should use for Karpas. Noigin Harbi, many have the Minig Likach Petrazila. They take parsley. The Tavi Yotzi Lakach Celery, but celery is better. Sheesh Le Tam Kshuchai, it has more of a taste. V'amufchan, the best is to take Tsunoyin radishes, because radishes, when they're small, they're sweet, and then they get bitter when they get bigger, so that's very important. And however, we have a problem of a bracha achroina, so if we eat less of a kazayis of a vegetable, there's no bracha achroina. But if you have a whole radish, then you're going to have a question of a bracha achroina. And that's why you should not eat the whole radish, even if you're just eating a small radish. And because of this question, many people use potatoes And as long as they don't eat the kazayas or the potato, they have no question. The tzarech mara, sif gimel, noigim laka tamcha, many take chrein, horseradish, the kivin shukhara ma'oid, since it's very sharp, chayin lefara b'magreris, you could use a grater to grate it. Rakshi zara shalai yofa glamri, we have to be careful that it shouldn't lose the sharpness entirely. Yesh lefara shabai m'besa knesses, and you should grate it when you come home from shul. The Mishnah Berurah says that after you grate the mara, you should leave it exposed, that it should lose some of the sharpness. But the Gra says that one should grate it only when you come home from shul and not leave it exposed, so it should have all of the natural sharpness. Some say that the horseradish that we have nowadays is sharper than it was in Chazal's time, and therefore it's not something which is eaten raw, and you have to make it, grate it, and leave it open, because otherwise it's not considered a food for which you can even make a bracha. With Shabbos, when Pesach falls out on Shabbos, Asur al-Faroi, you can't grate it on Shabbos. El Tzarech al-Faroi Kodem Halayla, you should grate it before night. If you chasei at Halayla, leave it covered until the night. What's better is laka chazera shichasa, take remain lettuce, the noichel achle, that's easier to consume, and the kras maror, and it's called maror. That those that feel that not only in Shabbos, what may we not grate maror, but even on Yontif. And therefore, they suggest that if you have to grate it on Yontif, it should be grated with a shinui. It should be grated not in the way it's normally grated. And that means you should grate it on the table, or you should not hold the grater in the regular way. Because they explain that when we eat maror, we don't have to eat something that has to be better. We have to eat a vegetable which is called maror. And romaine lettuce, the Hebrew word for romaine lettuce is maror. And also they explain that if you leave the romaine lettuce on the ground for a longer time, it will be bitter. When it's left in the ground, the stalk becomes bitter. It's a type of different vegetable. You could use different types of maror and combine them to get the kazayis. You could use the leaves or the stalk, not the root. Then a shroshim, the roots that are underground. But the big roots, from which the leaves emanate, even though it starts off underground, it's considered part of the stalk. To only use the part that's above ground. Anything that's underground is nikra shoylish. Ha'alam en yoytz mehem, one should not use the leaves of romaine lettuce, elm ken hem lachem, if they're still moist. Ava kalachem, when we speak about the stalk, yoytz mehem, ben lachem ben yveshem, we could use them whether they're moist or they're dry. Ava loy ben mushalem, we can't use them if they're cooked or kvushim, or if they're just preserved. Siftalot, ha'charoysis. And the charoysis is from the word cheres, what it means, which looks like cement, to remind us that we were made to build with cement. It also represents Samach Rubui, the 60,000 people who had, the 600,000 Jews who had to work in Mitzrayim. B'shashu tzarech litbakas ha-maror, when you have to dip the maror into the charoysis, yishpach ha-toycha, before that, pour into the charoysis, yayin, wine or chametz or some kosher vinegar, shitei raka zeich ledam, it should be soft, like the blood is, gam shitei ruil litbaba, and it should be easy to dip into. Yesh lasos as charoyosis, miperish nem shalok nesis Yisrael, Charosha should be made out of fruits that Kana Yisrael is compared to. Kigoin Tainim, like figs, Shinema Taina Chanta Pagea, Vagoizim Walnut, Shinema Alginas Egois, Utmarim, dates, Shinema Ella Besomer, Vrimoinim Pomegranate, Shinema Kefela Charimoin, Vatapuchim Apples, Echel Mashikosov, Tachas Atapuach Oiraticha, Shayanoshim Yoldasham Benayim Belay Etzev, the Jewish women in Mitzrayim will go under the apple tree and have children without any labor pain. Ushkedim, almonds, Hashem Shekadosh Baruch Hu, Shekadosh Hakadosh Baruch Hu, Alkeitz Lasus, Kadosh Baruch Hu jumped quickly to bring us out of Mitzrayim. B'tzarach Litein, B'toicha Tavlinan, we should put into it different spices, Adoim L'Tevin, that will give it the look of bricks and cement, Kigoin Kinnam, cinnamon, the Zangbel, ginger, Shenin Dokim, Hot of Hativ, not very well ground. They could have like strings in them that looks like straw. To remind us of the straw that they had to put into the cement in Mitzrayim. On Shabbos, we shouldn't pour the wine directly into the charoses. We have to do in the shinui. And there are many ways of doing the shinui, not to use a keli, to use your finger, or not mix it around and around, that just mix it in the length and the width, which is not the normal way of mixing it. Instead of putting the wine into the charoses, put the charoses into the wine. Vesmei melech, the salt water, yasim erev yontif, one should make from erev yontif. Vesmei biyontif, but if you make salt water on yontif, tzarech la'asos, but shinui here too, don't make it in the normal fashion. Sheitin tchilas amayim, first put the water into the bowl, vakach amelech, and then the salt. There are those that are more lenient regarding making salt water on yontif. They only suggest that on Shabbos we shouldn't make salt water, and others say that yontif has the same din as Shabbos regarding salt water. Try to prepare it before, and if not, make it with a shinui.